Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking feeder cattle dynamics in just a moment. Your next Superior video livestock auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll happen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, over 2,800 yearling heifers, and almost 22,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, December 5th.
Lots of moving parts. That's one way to describe the variability from one weight class to another when it comes to our feeder cattle markets, so says livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel of OSU.
Well, you know, it's always true, of course. Anytime we look at the feeder cattle market and we look at the prices for, you know, the range of weights of feeder cattle that are going through the market at any point in time, you've really got a mix of things there. On the lightweight side, you've got calves, typically sort of new crop animals, if you will. On the heavyweight end, you've all got a lot of yearling cattle. And that's particularly pronounced in the fall of the year when we are marketing a lot of our newly weaned calves. And so what we've seen, at least the Oklahoma auction prices bear out, that we've seen a very pronounced difference between the light half of that, the lightweight half of that, and the heavyweight half of that. And after we had the early winter storm in late October, we saw demand for stocker cattle, for winter grazing pick up. And so we've seen a significant increase in those calf prices, the calf and lightweight feeder cattle. On the heavyweight side, basically no change in that market. And prices are pretty flat from about 600 pounds up for steers, where there's almost no change in price, no rollback that's typically there. And so, you know, and that kind of reflects the fact that we've got higher feed costs sort of weighing on these markets. And again, we're trying to deal with the sort of changing dynamics of the cattle supply that's available at this time of the year. So what you get is something that happens to some extent every year, perhaps a little more pronounced this year. It's sort of the tale of two different feeder cattle markets, depending on which half of that market you look at, from the lightweight animal side to the heavyweight animal side.
Daryl, we are getting down to the end of the year as far as these auction barn sales and online sales are concerned. Any advice for cattle producers trying to decide, do they sell now or hold into 2021?
Well, certainly with the increase we've seen in these prices for lightweight calves, if you have held off to this point in time, but you typically would be thinking about selling these calves, the opportunity's there. We've actually seen a nice run-up in the last 3 weeks or so in these calf prices. And so, you know, that's an opportunity that certainly wasn't there in October, and I would think about that. The question of maybe backgrounding, retaining those calves and backgrounding them, which would be the same essential decision that a stocker producer might be looking at for winter grazing, is one that's been extremely dynamic. And so futures markets have been very volatile. The cash markets on the front end have been very volatile. And so the answer to that just depends on what you evaluate at a point in time and where you're at, of course, with your production possibilities to maintain those calves, what feed resources you might have available. The answer here is that you have to figure it out at every point in time, and it's been very volatile this fall, which is makes it a challenge to make any sort of kind of blanket recommendation.
Finally, Daryl, let's talk about wheat pasture, if we might, for a moment. Think there's much more demand for cattle to go on to wheat pasture this year, or are we done with that, do you think?
I suspect that a lot of the demand is in that market with the improved prospects that we got from the moisture that you refer to. You know, I think we have seen an increase in demand, but I suspect a lot of that's in place at this point. And the underlying concern is that even with the moisture, which certainly helps us get the fall growth that we need on wheat pasture, but underneath it all, there's still a lot of dry conditions around, and there's a recognition that, you know, we may run out at some point if we don't get additional moisture. And, of course, it depends on how the weather plays out as well. So I suspect we've probably got most of the wheat pasture demand in place at this point in time, and we're going to kind of move forward with what we have and see how things play out for the rest of the winter.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Attention farmers and ranchers. The decision's been made by Midwest Farm Shows to postpone their 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from December to the 25th, 26th, and 27th of February at Expo Square at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, the new dates for the Tulsa Farm Show, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll see you at the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.